DeLeo says the committee is also using the study to identify which neighborhoods would most benefit from gun violence reduction efforts.
We identify two places where we're going to start and focus our efforts primarily, and that's in South City and then what we're calling the Greater Frenchtown, Griffin Heights area, because that was really kind of hard to break up geographically.
The committee's planning outreach efforts in those areas, including a Citizens Police Academy for teens to help young people experience positive interactions with police officers. DeLeo's also pushing for more personal connections with community members through what he calls custom notifications.
What you do is you take members from the community and you make personal visits and reach out for 15 to 30 minutes with people that are either have been involved in gun violence, violent crime, or who have just been released from correctional facilities, and say, here's your alternatives. People do care about you. Here's the options that you have available to you in this community. What can we do to help bridge the gap? What can we help make the connections?
Meanwhile, Mayor Andrew Gillum says addressing gun violence in Tallahassee is a community issue that he says needs input from everyone, not just those living in the targeted neighborhoods.
We have to build the kinds of coalitions that are going to attack the issues where they are. And while there are those who will scream from the sidelines, this isn't really a game for sideliners. Every sector of our community has a role to play.
Gillum says addressing gun violence requires addressing related issues such as education, poverty, and public health. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.